Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to my Power Up episode here on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate your listenership out there, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening after this was recorded. Yesterday, this is our day two of the Power Up sessions. It is exciting for me. We're talking about small businesses are failing and why. Why? It is not a new problem. It is an old problem. And I think we can solve it. I think if you have more information, if you slow down a little bit, I think we can, help you start with the right footing, start on the right track. Clearing my throat here, sorry about that, and mitigate going out of business. Yesterday I said the Small Business Administration Office of Advocacy reported in 2019, and their frequently asked questions, 1.4 million businesses started in 2019, 928,000 small business deaths or closures. Wow. So, old trend, that's a continued trend. That's not a new trend. Certainly not because of the pandemic, although we're trending similarly in the pandemic. Downturns, we see some differences in 2007, 2008. But what's going on? Yesterday, I talked about the idea assessment, the feasibility analysis. Today, I want to talk to you about the business model and the business plan. And so if you do not, and you did not hear the 15-minute power up yesterday, then go back and listen to it and it'll make sense to you. So the business model is how you make money. It's the point. And there are really three essential things that you need to think about in your business model. We're going to talk about a business model canvas in these 11 minutes remaining. The business model you have, the things that you're considering is your product or service, or both, your cost structure. Do you have a cost analysis? Are you competitive? What is it? And then how are you going to sustain it? And when you think about your business model, it's always a value to the customer. It's always a value to the customer. So how are you creating value to the customer? Like Toyota decided to use lean manufacturing to give you a great car and pass that savings on to the customer. Sustains. So what's your product, service, what's the cost? How's it beneficial to the customer? And so the way that you figure out your business model you go through this process. I take my customers, especially when they're Small Business Development Center clients, and I take them through an idea assessment, do the feasibility analysis, and we get into the business model, the business model canvas. And you can Google, I'd recommend Google business model canvas, click image, and you can see all kinds of examples. I usually like looking at examples with my clients that are from major organizations like Airbnb or Apple, or so you can see a solid business model canvas. Not everything out on the web is is great, good, true. Everything out on the web is not written in stone. You can find horrible business model canvas examples, horrible business plan examples, horrible business plans. Be careful. Work with a mentor. Work with an advisor. Work with, you've got free resources out there. You've got, the Small Business Administration has programs, SCORE, SBDC, Women Owner, Women Business Centers, excuse me, Veteran Business Centers. These are all programs of the Small Business Administration, the federal body that makes these programs available. And then these programs are all over the country. So if you want to find out your local SBDC, go to America's SBDC, and I believe that's .org, and find out your local SBDC. If you want to find out a SCORE near you, get a mentor, no cost to you, go to SCORE.org, find a mentor. You increase your success rate. That five-year success rate when you get help by 70%. That's not rocket science. That's just math. Data. The numbers don't lie. So the business model canvas, you can see the examples, templates on the web. And in this canvas, you're looking at who your partners are, what are your overarching key activities, what are your expenses, what's your revenue, your lines of revenue. So maybe if you're like, we're subscription-based advertising for a magazine and digital catalog for you to have point-of-sale experiences for customers to purchase from you all over the world. Or you might, your revenue might be selling, maybe you're selling cookies. What are your revenue streams? What are your, who are your customers? Be clear that your customers is and never will be everybody. They're never going to be everybody. Everyone's not going to buy from you. Cut it out. Do your homework. When people tell me that their customer is everyone, to me, you're saying, I don't want to do my homework. I don't really want to think about it. And I'm just going to try to sell to everyone. And that's just not the right way to think. It's either you're uncomfortable with it, lazy, don't want to put in the effort. Einstein says critical thinking is hard work. That's why so few people do it. Do the work. Don't try not to go into business without doing your homework. That's not always easy. I get it. That's how I started. I was forced into entrepreneurship. Not that it wasn't on my radar. It just happened in a way that I needed to start a business years ago. And so that's what I did. So the business model canvas is going to look at your unique value proposition. What is that? If you don't know what a unique value proposition is, look it up. Investopedia is a really great resource to learn business, finance, investment terms. You're the business owner. I like what John Maxwell says. He's a great motivational leadership coach, trainer all over the world. He says the business owner, the CEO, always knows the how and the why. You need to know not just how to make the burger, or make the cookie, or basket weave, or whatever it is. You need to know why. Why are you there? Your employees don't know the why. That's where your business plan comes into place, your business model. Once you finish your business model canvas, that includes channels. How are you going to get your information to your customers? What channels are you going to use? Unique value proposition, revenues, expenses, and so on. Your resources that you need. All of that's in your business model canvas. It's great for you to think through. This is done after you've done your idea assessment, feasibility analysis. It passed those asset tests. Go to the business model canvas. That's the cornerstone for your business plan, which your business plan is not just for gaining access to capital. It absolutely can leverage and give you an opportunity to gain access to capital. My first business plan was a 52-page business plan. I'd been in business for about 5.5-6 years, and I wrote this great business plan, and I got $250,000, close to $250,000 in funding. But it wasn't just to get funding. It was my roadmap to success or more success. You have different layers of success. I like how Harvard Business Review kind of, you know, explains their model of the different stages of success. You've got existence. You're just in business. Wow, you started. You've got your survival stage. You've got your success stage. And I'm more interested in the survival and success stage of, and in the existence. So we don't want you to exist prematurely. Survival and success. Because when you get to the success stage, you're getting to the place where you may begin to look at some disengagement, that you can actually step away and your business continues to operate without you. But when you take off, which is the fourth stage, and the fifth stage is resource maturity, you know, you're well on your way. But the success stage, you can kind of stay, and maybe if you're a mom and pop, that's where you want to be at, and you're making, or if you're not a mom and pop, you're just a business owner, you want to stay at that level of revenue and income, and it gives you a comfortable lifestyle, and you can retire when you're ready and go to the next thing in your life. Once you retire, retirement could be, you could retire sooner than later. Who knows? So you have that success level, or you can expand and grow. And so SBDCs and scores can help you with any of those stages. And so for the existence stage, if you're working with SBDCs, they're called pre-ventures, before you actually open your doors. And then you got pre-ventures, you got startups, you got existing businesses, right? So I've got about 90 seconds before I'm out of here. So you've got the business model canvas, cornerstone to your business plan, the business plan, so you can advance and grow and you can operate your business. And then you can look at, you know, gaining more access to capital. Like I said, grow, sell your business. There's a lot of options that you have at that point. And you want to get to a point where you are engaged in your business area. So that's it for today. And tomorrow, tune in for our next session, stage three. Or, well, I don't want to call it stage three, but our power up session three. And we're going to take it a little bit further, and we're going to get granular about what are some of the schools of thoughts or reasons why businesses fail, and make sure that you can sidestep some of the minefield. And one is starting smart. Don't start prematurely. Take care. Be good to someone out there. I am out of here. Tune into my show on business on the edge on Friday nights.